The title of my message is God's Privilege List. And it's been said that the Lord is no respecter of persons. But I discovered in reading the Bible that God is a respecter of persons. How do you like that? Well, how's it, would God contradict himself and say that he's no respecter of persons and then prove that he is a respecter of persons? Well, you can figure that one out yourself. But I want to tell you that God has made some statements here where he said he would respect people. But he's true on both counts. I won't make you figure it out. He isn't actually respecting the person as he is respecting. He's respecting someone else and their desires, and you are the gainer for it. And I'm going to enlarge on it just a little bit. Some of you moms are here this morning. You have prayed for your families, and God wants you to pray for them. And God has helped them. God has answered those prayers. But do you know the biggest thing that you can do for your family, moms, is this. Give yourself to Jesus Christ. Listen when he calls. And that's the best thing in the world that you can possibly do for your families. I told this to a mother this week, and she said, well, I realize that it will help me to be better to my family if I have Jesus. All right, it'll help me to be a little bit better. I said, more than that. The reason why it's the biggest thing that you can do for your family is not that it helps you to do more for your family, but it puts your family, not because God respects them so much, but God has a spot that he respects, and your name, the names of your children, go into that spot that God said is so special to him, because you as a mother love God. You as a father love God. God has made a promise. Now, the references I want to give you, very, very familiar references, Isaiah 55 and verse 3. If you will listen, you'll come to me and drink and feed upon me and accept what I have to offer. If you will listen to me, your soul will begin to live. This call is for every individual. When you hear, your soul will come alive. And I will make a promise to you that lets you know how much I really care. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. If you would like to turn back in your Bibles to Psalms, the 89th chapter, you can find out what happens when you get on God's privileged list here.
We have a real obstacle course, but I want to show you just real briefly what it does to you as an individual to be on God's list. Psalms 89, verse 15. In fact, I'm not going to even read them. I'm just going to give you the bottom line of each of these verses. God said you would be blessed of him because your soul was alive. This is where that everlasting covenant is described. God said, I will make the same promise to you that I made to David. And here's the promise that he made to David. I will bless you. Then the next verse he said, I will smile on you. The light of my countenance will be upon you. Oh, you can't have anything better than God smiling on you. Then the next, verse 16, he said, you will be happy and exalted, and that the Lord himself will be your defense. Talk about a blessing. This is the list. This is the privilege that God gives you, that he would defend you, the Lord himself around about you. Then he said in verse 20 that you would be anointed. Anointed, the Holy Spirit would be poured over your life. Verse 21, He said that you would be strengthened. In verse 22, he said, I promise you victory from any attack of the enemy. He will not exact upon you. The Lord himself will be as a shield around about you because your soul has come alive. Hallelujah. Somebody told me just very recently when I was sharing this with them, they said the world has to hear that message because they're so full of fear that the enemy, that they're vulnerable to the enemy and they don't know what to do about it. But he said, if you hear and your soul shall live, I'll give you the same promise I gave to David. And that is this, that the enemy isn't going to get you. Hallelujah. I think you ought to say hallelujah to that one. Praise God. Praise God. Verse 23, he said, I promised you victory. Constant victory. Then he said, my mercy and my faithfulness will not depart from you. Oh, there's 10 privileges that God has given to the person here who has listened and their soul has come alive. And now, especially you moms, I want to slip you into this position here. The highest thing you can do for your family is to hear and let your soul come alive and listen to the 10th favor, that your family will be highly favored of God. Verse 28 to 34, my mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. I'm going to slip the word her in here because we're talking about mothers too this morning. If her children forsake my laws and walk not in my judgments. Mom, do you have some wandering kids this morning? If they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Have things been going wrong for them? Are you here this morning? A son, a daughter of someone that knows the Lord. You wonder how come everything has started turning upside down for you. Everything's going wrong. You've walked away from God. It just seems like everything has gone wrong. It could be that there's a visit with some rods and with stripes. But listen to this. Nevertheless, because they're on my privilege list, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from them, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Moms, you may feel that you haven't prayed for your children like you should. God wants you to pray for them. But God made a promise to you that is effective even if you do not pray for them. Even if you have felt like you've miserably failed God. God said, notice that, I cannot break this covenant. And I can't even change it. It's gone out from my lips. I'm going to stay on those kids of yours. My loving kindness that I'm beaming down on them is going to stay with them. I'm going to stay right on them. It doesn't say that they're saved, that they're going to heaven for sure. But God says, I'm going to stay right on them. And trusting that they will make that their choice. I'm going to give them every opportunity. I'm going to keep the door right in front of them. My loving kindness will I not change or take away from them. Hallelujah. And you that are here this morning, you may be away from God. You have a mother or father that has prayed for you or that knows God. Why don't you quit fighting God? God said he wasn't going to let up on you because he made a promise to your mother and to your father. He's not going to let up on you. Are you here today, moms and dads, and you have a boy or girl that's living for Jesus? God's not going to let up on you because your boy or girl loves God. God has made a covenant with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you here today? You've had trouble with your husband or your wife? And you've prayed so hard for that husband who's been so wayward and been fighting God. And you've about given up. You're separated. Or you feel like separating. You've prayed constantly for them. And even today, you've seen the evidences that God is beginning to do something. That they're beginning to surrender toward the Lord. That the stripes may have been on them. They may have been hurting. But the enemy would say to you, "Oh, what's the use? You've given them the best of your life. You've given them 10 good years, 5 good years. Why should you give the guy any more? Or you fellas, why should you give that woman any more? You prayed for her and all." But God made a covenant with you. And he said, "As long as your faith is firm in me, I'm going to stay on them." Just when God begins to move, or just as the clouds begin to slip away, don't give up now. Don't listen to the enemy and say, "Well, it's all over." Stop and take another look. That person, that husband in another city, that wife in another city, today, because of your faithfulness to God, God has brought pressure. His loving kindness is there. God is pulling. God is working. Hallelujah. Hold faithful. Don't surrender when the wheels of God, of heaven, are moving for them. Moms and dads, don't give up on those kids. God's wheels are moving. Hallelujah. You follow me, folks. You follow me. God has put those members of your family on a privileged list in heaven. And he said, "I'm going to stay on them. I can't make their choice for them, but I can sure stay on them. And I'll prod them. I'll work at them. I'll push them. I'll pull them. I'll keep the door right close to them. I'll keep standing there when they cry. I'll listen." Hallelujah. You know why God's doing that? Because he made a promise to you. It's the same promise he made to David. Because you've listened, because your soul has come alive, God is listening to those members of your family. Praise God. And there doesn't need to be a broken circle of your family up there. Hallelujah. Whether you believe in the rapture or not, some of you may not. That doesn't make any difference to God. Whatever comes, you need the uniting of God's Holy Spirit in your family. And it's what God has planned. Oh, Jesus. And Mom, if you're out of fellowship with God today, the greatest thing you can do for that family, for that husband, for those children, is to turn that life over to God. Dad, the greatest thing you can do for your family is to keep your faith and trust firm in the Lord. And though you may not be able in any way to reach them, God himself is staying on them. Hallelujah. Not because of what you are doing, but because you have listened and your soul is alive. God said, "I can't break that covenant." Some of you are quite miserable here this morning because you have a mother or dad or a relative, a brother or sister that knows Jesus. You feel a little bit uneasy. You know the reason why? There's some big angels prodding you and say, "Quit fighting. You just won't give up. What are you fighting for? You can't win." When you become, put yourself on the opposite side of God and try and fight God, you just well know to start with, you're fighting a losing battle. How about surrendering? I would like to have the Latinos come again. I'd like to have them sing whatever part of this song that they sang that they could fit in with, I'll meet you in the rapture. And while they sing, I would like to have this whole congregation stand. And I would like to have moms that may have been a little discouraged, dads that have been discouraged. I'd like to have you come in an expression, oh God, thank you for your care. Thank you for the promise. Thank you for that covenant that you will not break. God wants that circle of yours to be unbroken even more than you want it to be unbroken. Shall we stand right now? I'd like to ask young people, I'd like to ask grown up adults, men and women, whether regardless of what bracket or what age of life you are, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you've had parents or you have family members who know Jesus. God is calling you this morning. He said, you're here. I'm staying right on you. And I feel that right now, God would have you to step right out here now. Moms and dads, husbands and wives, young people, come hand in hand and stand together here about the front. And let's fill in some gaps in those family circles. What do you say right now as we come? Let's begin moving out. Okay.
Then my loved ones, let me say that there surely come a day when my Lord shall come again for me, and He'll take this bride away. And with hallelujahs greet Him, I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. Oh, I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in that meeting in the air. There with my blessed Savior, we'll live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. Oh, I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in that meeting in the air. There with my blessed Savior, we'll live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day.
We have some moms and dads standing here because there's some young people that are still not in the fold. They're standing here renewing that faith and trust in Jesus. I wonder right now if some young people who know Jesus would come and stand with them in the place of theirs that do not know the Lord. Stand with them. The angels of heaven will rejoice. Because I believe that something special is going to happen wherever they are. There's going to be activity, divine activity, as angels move to them, as the Spirit moves. Some young people, would you come? Any mom or dad or grandparent that you see standing here, come and stand with them right now and squeeze their hand. Let them know that the promise is still good. Praise God. Praise God. Some more moms and dads that have young people away from Jesus. There's not room for everybody that's here, but I know that there's room for several more. And I would like to turn this whole room into a place of prayer right now. And for moms and dads, grandparents who may have sons or daughters away from Jesus, that you want the Lord to especially remember today. You're believing God for the promise that He made you, and you're accepting that promise. Would you just hold your hands up all over the building right now while we pray? Keep them up before God. God knows who you are, but He wants you to know who you are and remind yourself before Him. Hold your hands up before Him right now.
praise God. Thank the Lord for His promise, folks. Thank Him for the promise that He's made to you. Jesus, I know your heart is gladdened as you see men and women, young people reaffirming their faith and their confidence in you. They know what you've promised, and they believe it. And we know that you're working today, wherever these loved ones are. The angels of heaven are moving. Hallelujah. There is action in heavens. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. For the signal has gone out. Rise up, Lord. Let your enemies be scattered. And dear Lord, your angels are moving. And the enemies of God are moving back. The powers of darkness are being pushed back because faith today is alive and it's active. And there are lives here today who are alive because they've listened to you and you've made a promise to them and you lived to keep that promise. Oh, Jesus, may we never forget this day. May this day go down in our memories as that moment when we reaffirmed and confessed the faith that we have in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And may we hear reports of young people, of grown men and women who have turned their lives over to you because faith came alive again today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear Lord, for this service. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the ministry of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We place each one into your care today. God, may this be a very special day for every mother. May they truly become the queens of their home. And we know they occupy this place already in your heart. We give each one to you now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new. And you know, if you've never met Jesus, this can happen with you this morning.
When I looked into Jesus, I found me a friend, And I'm never going back to my old life ever again.
Bye. lady sitting by the fire. I see you're gonna have a child. You say its father is a spirit, and somehow you know the babe will be a boy, and he'll grow up to be a king. You think you'll call the baby Jesus, like an angel commanded in a dream. You had last night ladies standing in the temple, listening to your 12-year-old son teach. And while he speaks with words of wisdom, a part of you would rather see him climbing trees and playing games and just throwing rocks. And even though you know he loves you, he loves the whole world just as much. Or so it seems. Lady kneeling on the hillside, no one knows just how it feels to watch your own son slowly dying, and how much you'd love to hold him and keep him from all. He's the one who has been chosen, and no one else can take his place, not even you. Then she remembers he said again. She knows he's never lied before. Lady, what's that smile you're wearing? What's that secret that you're knowing? And can you tell me where you're going?
Once again, yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. For I see in you the glory of our King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
You know, I appreciate this church because I know that anytime we come here, we're not bound by traditions. And so right now what we're going to do is we're going to do something that is untraditional as you can probably get. I don't think it's ever been done in church before. But right now I want you to turn around and face someone there next to you. And I want you to sing to them, I love you with the love of the Lord. All right, everyone, just turn around right there. Husbands, you find your wives. Wives, you find your husbands. And you wives have been waiting for your husbands to sing you a love song all your life. Well, now's his big opportunity. All right? Everyone, up there in the balcony, just turn around right there. Face someone. If you're a little bit shy, find two or three, four people. Form a little circle. Look at that person and sing to them these words. Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. You see, because if the love of the Lord is in our hearts, it's got to start within our own lives and then within our families. So let's let it start right here as we join together and sing. Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
For I see in you.
For I see in you the glory of our King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Join hands with those around you. Raise your hands together and sing.
Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. For I see in you the glory of our King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Sing it one more time, worship, please.
Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
For I see in you.
For I see in you the glory of our King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Jesus, we come before you right now. We praise and thank you for that love. Dear Lord, that love that you had for us, dear Jesus, that took you all the way to a cross to die for us, Lord. And Lord, because you proved that love in dying on the cross, we pray, Lord, that that love, dear Lord, that we've accepted into our hearts, dear Jesus, would be evident within our lives and all that we say and all that we do. And dear Jesus, that your name might be uplifted and edified through our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, and we ask each and every one of these things, thanking you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to get Leroy to grab my microphone here, and I'm going to grab his. Because right now, today's Mother's Day. And we're going to do a song that we'd like to dedicate to all the moms tonight. And or rather today. This is a beautiful song. We've been singing for quite some time, but all day long. And we've been up since 6 o'clock this morning. We drove all night long from Idaho Falls. We got in at 4. And we thought we have to, you know, beat the 8 o'clock crowd in here with our equipment. We didn't quite make it. They finally had to go out to the chapel. But we finally got in here. We started setting up our equipment. And as we did, I thought to myself, today's Mother's Day, and we like to sing a song especially for the moms. And this is a song entitled, My Mama's Last Amen. This is a testimony. A young man who had a mom who was praying for him. All of his life, she prayed for him, but he never really found the Lord. And finally, the very last prayer that she had, just before she passed away was for her son, that he would receive Jesus into his life. And time went on. He went off on his own way. And finally one day, found his life in despair. Found his life with no hope for the future. And at that time, just in the nick of time, he remembered his mom's prayer and gave his life to Jesus. And this is why we'd like to sing this song. I believe the strongest prayer of all has to be a mother's prayer. Listen as we sing, "My Mama's Last Amen."
Afraid to lift my head, I stand before you. Afraid that it's too late to be ashamed. Unworthy to be heard, I call upon you. After all the times I've called your name in vain. Oh, Jesus, I don't deserve your mercy. Knowing right from wrong, I chose to live in sin. But today my soul is crying for the answers to the prayers that ended with my mama's last amen. She prayed that I'd be strong enough to follow you. Try. And she said, "Jesus, if he stumbles, give him faith. Keep on searching till he knows that he has found that tree of life." Oh, Jesus, let me go back to her bedside. Give me one more chance to follow you again. 'Cause today my soul is crying. That ended with my mama's last amen. She prayed that I'd be strong enough to follow you. And she said, "Jesus, if he stumbles, give him faith to keep on searching till he knows that he has found that tree of life." Oh, Jesus, let me go back to her bedside and give me one more chance to follow you again. 'Cause today my soul is crying. It ended with my mama's last amen. It ended with sweet mama's last amen.
Praise the Lord. My mama's last amen. We're going to do one more song for this part of the program this morning. And we're going to be singing a whole lot more tonight. And we're going to do an old song, a song that we've been doing now for a while. But it's been a fantastic blessing to us. And we feel like we ought to do just one kind of happy song this morning. And this is a happy song. In fact, this is probably the happiest song we sing. Because the title of the song is "I'll See You in the Rapture." How many are waiting for the coming of Jesus? Let me see your hands. You know, I praise the Lord because He gave His life that we might have life not only abundantly, but He gave His life that we might have life eternal. How many found that eternal life in Jesus? We see signs all around us pointing towards the coming of Jesus Christ. And I hope and pray that I'll see each and every one of you in the rapture.
If we never meet again on this earth, my precious friend, if to God we have been true and we live above all sins, then for us there'll be a greeting. Oh, there's going to be a meeting. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. Let me say that there surely come a day when my Lord shall come for me and he'll take his bride away. So get ready now to meet him and with hallelujahs greet him. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day.
And the Bible says, and there shall be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexities. The sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things that are coming on the earth. Oh, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, all Christians, look up and lift up your heads for your redemption grows nigh.
Oh, I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in that meeting in the air. And with my blessed Savior, we'll live and reign forever. I'll see some sweet day. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. Oh, I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in that beating in the air.
Praise the Lord.